This morning, we're going to take back control from your allergies. Have you ever been bothered by allergies?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Really? Oh, okay. I can sort of say not. I haven't. Or I have been in denial. I'm not quite sure. Sometimes.
I'd lean that way.
What do you mean? You think we're all susceptible to allergies?
Well, I think a lot of people are.
I've got, sometimes hives or something like that.
Hives?
Well, yes. You know, the skin that welts or something that occurs. That's just
really an
allergic reaction to
have
something.
Have you had those here?
What do you mean here? I don't know.
In the radio station complex.
What does that matter? We're going to talk.
I'd like to see them.
Please. It's a little personal. Dr. Anita Ogden joins us this morning. Adult and pediatric allergist, as well as Adam Savage. We know him from the Mythbusters, talking this morning. Good morning. Thanks for joining us, both of you. Joining this morning, Dr. Anita Ogden. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And we also have Adam Savage. We know him from Mythbusters. He's here, too. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing okay. Before I was able to patch the audio through, I was telling Craig that sometimes, Craig said that he admitted to having allergies. I sort of think, but I've never had it diagnosed, so I go under the assumption that maybe I don't. Doctor, do we pretty much all get affected by allergies at some point, or are there people more susceptible, or actually is it, what's the qualification for what allergies are?
Well, you know, right now, because the spring allergy seasons are so intense and pollen counts are really off the chart, everybody seems to have allergies. It's almost inevitable. And it typically is a kind of genetic thing. It runs in families, but I'm seeing more and more cases of new onset adult allergies, people who've never had them before. So knowing that you have allergies really is one of the best first steps in controlling them. And that's really such an important part of attacking the allergy season, is gaining back that control of your symptoms.
Do we know why some people get them later in life?
For right now, what we see is that, again, pollen counts are so high, record highs. A lot of that's due to climate change. Longer, warmer seasons are leading to very, very high pollen counts. And so that leads to everyone sort of getting affected. It's really being attributed to these worsening seasons.
So what are some of the things that we can do to sort of mitigate some of this, or at least make them less severe?
Well, I think the most common misconception we're seeing is that half of all people believe they have no control. So the first thing is to realize that you have some control. Talk to your doctor and realize that not all meds are the same, that you and your doctor can work out the best treatment plan for you. Isn't that right?
Yes, exactly. And I think one of the best parts of checking with your doctor early, I start seeing my allergy patients as early as late February. I get them on board with some great over-the-counter allergy medications like Allegra, Nasacort, Zizel. They're all part of the cornerstone of treating allergies right now. And then taking some steps at home. When you come home from a high pollen spring day, making sure you take a shower at night, washing your hair, wiping off your eyelids so you're not kind of sleeping covered in pollen. These are all things that you can do to sort of take back control over your allergies.
How well do some of those air filters things work if you can kind of control the environment indoors?
Those are definitely great steps to take as well. Keeping your windows shut, having air filters and air purifier. Don't let your pets who've been playing outside come sleep in your bedroom.
That's a tough one.
I know. No one ever wants to hear that one. I get a lot of boos when I hear that. But, yeah, it's about exposure. So you want to control your exposure and try to minimize it through things like filters and purifiers and containing your pollen exposure.
What other things are major causes for the allergies? Is it all environmental, I guess?
A lot of it is environmental, especially at this time of year. You know, it's about that spring pollen, the tree pollen, and the grass pollen. However, allergies can be caused by other environmental sources like pets and mold and things that lurk in our home. And, of course, we know about food allergies. So there are a lot of different triggers for allergies. But right now, when we're, beginning of April, spring allergies are the big one, and it's something that's such an issue for so many people that it's important for them to sort of get educated and know that there are a lot of different treatment options out there for them. Not all medications work the same for everyone. There might be trial and error. Don't give up if something doesn't work. There are great options out there, and get educated. Go to allergy.com for more information.
Adam, we know you from the Mythbusters series. What are you working on lately these days?
I've been working a lot on making stuff on my website, tested.com, and, you know, putting up more costumes and covering those builds and heading out to the Comic Cons. That's been definitely the biggest thing I've been doing the last couple of years.
Wow. Again, if people want to find out more about this now, Doctor, is it spring? Is that the time where we have to really battle it, or are there people that are dealing
spring,
with
it? Yeah, well, you know, the spring is typically the worst. It's the most intense season, but for a lot of people, allergies are a year-round struggle with worsening symptoms in the spring and sometimes the fall, because those are those peak pollen symptoms. So like I said, a lot of people, for example, one of the worst symptoms that they experience all year round is nasal congestion. And, you know, such a big part of my practice is using nasal sprays, making sure people know how to use, like I mentioned, Nasacort, use them so they can work effectively. This is why I think people should check in with a doctor so they can review how to use these medications so they can be effective and they can, again, control their allergies.
Well, there's usually some line in that small print that says only use for an extended time if it can persist, then you need to see a doctor, because you don't want to make this habitual, right?
No, it's not that I feel that that's a really good point. It's always good to check in with your doctor, and they can really help you figure out when is a good place to start and stop and get you on a regimen that works for you.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Again, if people want to find out more about how to take control from their allergies, where's a good place to go to get details?
They can head to allergy.com is a great source. And again, like Dr. Ogden said, find yourself a great doctor like Dr. Ogden and check in with them.
Thanks very much, both of you, for your time.
Thanks.
This morning. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Joined this morning by Dr. Anita Ogden and also Adam Savage here joining us to talk about allergies.